Matthew chapter 6, if you would stand with me, please. I begin reading in verse 5. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus, of course, taught to his disciples, and God recorded it for us. And verse 5 says, "When thou prayest." Now, dearly beloved church family, that says when, not if. Okay, God expects His people to pray. God expects His people to pray. "When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are." In other words, you can pray hypocritically. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. In other words, that's all they get.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
They get to be seen of men, and that's it.
Yep.
"But thou," amen, thank God that we're different.
Amen.
"When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret.
Amen.
And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly."
Amen.
In other words, your reward is not from men, but from the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Quite a drastic difference there.
Yes.
Verse 7, "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do." Don't they say something like, "Hail Mary, full of grace," over and over and over again? Anyway, but let's move on. That's just, many people, have you ever noticed how some people pray, and it's just like a, when it's time to pray, they bow their head and close their eyes, and it's just like, press play on a tape recorder. it becomes a habit. Things just roll out like they always do. And that's really not what he's talking about. He's talking about just using vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. They're literally chanting. It's like a chant. Okay? That's not prayer. Verse 8, "Be not ye therefore like unto them." Again, he's telling us we're different. Don't ever forget that. "For your Father," not their Father, right? They have another Father. "Your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him." Isn't that a blessing?
Amen.
I'm not even preaching on prayer, but I'm getting excited about it. Amen. "After this manner, therefore," this manner, "therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Amen.
Amen.
I want to preach to you. I'm not going to preach on prayer, but boy, I hope maybe you were just stirred up a little bit there just reading that. Hey, that we need to pray. But look what it says here in verse 10. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth." Notice this last phrase, "as it is in heaven." As it is in heaven. Let's pray. I thank you, Lord, for the Bible. I thank you for Jesus. Thank you, God, for salvation and these dearly, dearly beloved souls, believers, brothers and sisters in Christ before me today. Help me to be a blessing, God. Please fill this room, this place with your Spirit, with your power, with unction. God, be honored. I pray you would be pleased with what you hear today coming out of this place, that your Spirit would move among us. We need you, Lord God, to renew us, refresh us, revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. "Thy will be done." Now remember, this is a prayer that Jesus is using. It's not the Lord's prayer, okay? It's just a model prayer. In other words, you don't need to pray these exact words over and over again. That in itself is vain repetition. Okay? It's just a model prayer. These things should be included. In other words, these general topics, these general subjects should be included in your prayer. But the Lord's Prayer is really in John 17. When he looked up to heaven, he prayed, "Glorify thy Son as thy Son has glorified thee on the earth." And that's the Father or the Son's real prayer. This is a model prayer after this manner. But anyway, what I'm looking at here tonight is we're keeping in line with the series or the thought of the will of God and understanding what the will of the Lord is. I want you to see verse 10 again. It says, part of our prayer, part of our heart's desire, part of our asking God in prayer should be, thy will be done. It's Jesus explaining to you and to me that we ought to desire God's will to be done in earth. But notice, I love this next phrase, as it is in heaven. We're not praying for God's will to be done in heaven.
Yeah, right.
I love, and I'm going to preach on that. I'm going to preach on that tonight. Just kind of encourage you, hopefully, and we'll look around at some different verses. But I love what God has shown me just in a few thoughts here in the message tonight, and we'll be done. But in heaven, as it is in heaven. In other words, our prayer, our desire is that the earth ought to be like heaven.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That I mean, isn't that what you want?
Amen.
Now that has a lot. You say amen right now, but you wait till I get in the message.
Yeah. Come on. Yep.
And we're going to find out if you really want the earth to be like heaven.
Yeah.
But really, that should be if we're right with God.
Yep. Amen.
That's our desire. If our hearts are right and where they should be, in love with Jesus, in love with God, where He's first in our hearts and our lives, where He's number one, in all things He's preeminent, then our heart's cry will be, oh God, thy will be done in this old earth just like it is in heaven. Well, how is it in heaven? Now don't answer me, just think. Thought-provoking question. Okay, how is it in heaven? And that's what as we look at that tonight, that's what we're going to look at. Well, how are things in heaven? And then we'll see, okay, then that's how we should desire things to be on earth. Okay, that's what we're looking at tonight. In other words, when we find out from the Bible, which we're going to, of course, I don't want you to think anything. I've never been to heaven. All I know is what the Bible says.
Amen.
I'm already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and if you're saved, so are you. In other words, I'm as good as there. It's just a matter of me being translated. Amen? But from the Bible, I can find out some very specific things about how it is in heaven. And listen, I know everything that goes on in heaven is God's will.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Everything that goes on in heaven, every detail of heaven is God's will. Because we know that in heaven, God's will is done. As it is in heaven. So that's a blessed thought. So you and me are going to look tonight for a few minutes, and we're going to see, okay, how is it in heaven? And then, are we helping it be more like that on the earth? Are we hindering it? I don't expect pagan, heathen people who don't know Christ. I don't expect people who don't understand. I don't expect them to do the will of God. But dearly beloved, if we're going to understand what the will of God is, then what we need to do is take a glimpse into heaven.
Right.
Because in heaven, the will of God is done every second of eternity.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
So you want to take a trip to heaven real quick?
Amen.
Amen.
Real quick, really. I mean, just real quick.
Do I have to come back?
Yeah. Do I have to come back? Well, this first one's going to blow your mind. In heaven, okay, number one, everyone is saved.
Amen.
That right there would solve all the problems, wouldn't it? Well, I would think that, but anyway, I know a lot of saved people who, anyway, but in heaven, everyone is saved. So it ought to be our desire, then.
Yep.
That on the earth, that everyone be saved.
Yeah.
That'll change your life, won't it? If my prayer really is, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, there are no lost people in heaven.
That's right.
There are no unsaved people in heaven. In heaven, everyone is saved, obviously. So I want to ask you tonight, if you're part of the will of God, then you must be born again.
That's right. Yep.
You must be born again.
Amen.
You say, that's elementary, preacher. I know that. But I'm afraid that when we all get to heaven, some of the all ain't going to be there.
Yep.
Yeah.
right.
When we all get to heaven, some of the all are going to wonder where the rest of the all is.
Right.
That we thought was going to be there with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want you to just be careful. You say, preacher, you talk about it all the time. You better believe I talk about it all the time.
Amen.
Because I thought I was saved for a long time. Amen. And I want you to understand something. It's not about just lip service. It's about a heart. It's a heart matter. With a heart, a man believes unto righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to leave it there. But in heaven, everyone is saved. So if you're not saved tonight, forget it. You need to get saved. That's the first, that's the foremost, that's the most important thing. You better understand something right now. You'll never see heaven. This service tonight will be about as close as you get. Because if in heaven, everyone is saved, and if they're not, they'll never even see the kingdom of God. In heaven, number two, everyone sings praises.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 15. Let's use the Bible now.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 15. Now remember, we want God's will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. So if everyone in heaven sings praises, what are we doing? Let's look now. Revelation 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and then that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. And who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Listen, all of them are singing the songs of praise unto God in heaven. All of them that overcame the beast. Hey, listen, if you got saved, you got the victory in verse 2 over the beast. Okay? We say, I'm not going through the tribulation. I know that, but you got the victory over the beast before the tribulation. You got the victory over sin. And when we get to heaven, there's not going to be any more tight lips. There's not going to be any more people who are worried about what everybody thinks.
Oh, yeah.
In heaven, as it is in heaven, God's people are going to sing God's praises.
Amen. Amen.
In heaven, God's people are going to finally understand that I can praise God. I can worship God. I need to worship God. He deserves my praise.
Amen.
All will sing praises in heaven because it's God's will.
Amen.
It's God's will that his saints sing praises. Now, it just so happens we've got new hymn books. And like I said this morning, listen, they don't sing themselves. And I know you don't know all the songs yet, but understand something. Once you get something down in your heart, you can't keep it there. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, and dare I say, the mouth singeth, the mouth praiseth, out of the abundance of the heart. But we also read earlier today in the men's meeting that in vain many people, they worship the Lord with their lips. And if that's all it is, it's going to be very low key.
Right.
Very low volume.
Yep.
Very insincere. But dearly beloved, in heaven, there's going to be people just letting it rip. But, and can I listen, don't forget what we're talking about. That's God's will in earth too.
Right.
Why don't more people really get a hold of praising God right here on the earth? In heaven, everyone sings praises.
Yep.
The Bible says in Psalm 150, verse 6, that everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Birds don't care about what you think about their song. They're singing anyway.
Amen.
They're chirping, they're singing, they're singing, they're having a good old time, talking to each other, bouncing around, singing and worshiping the Lord. I believe they, why? Because they have breath.
Yep, that's right.
Now, I don't know how the dogs, and I certainly don't know how the cats, worship God. But the fact is, you and I, we can praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to praise the Lord. We should praise the Lord because it's part of God's will on earth for His people. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 22 that the Lord inhabiteth the praises of His people.
Amen.
To inhabit means to dwell in, to move in. And we're talking about that building over there, and we're talking about, Lord willing, purchasing it and moving it, and we're going to inhabit it.
Right.
Inhabit it. We're going to move in. We're going to take up our abode there in that building as a church family. When you go home tonight, you're going to the place of your habitation.
Right.
You're going to be there tonight, and hopefully that's where you're going to sleep, and you're going to be comfortable, and you're going to pass the night there, and you're going to get up and leave the place of your habitation and go wherever you go, at work or whatever. But the fact is, God says that He inhabits the praises.
Amen.
Yeah.
What the song service in a church invites the presence of God into that place to prepare our hearts for the preaching of the word. The song service is crucial. It's vital. It's extremely important that we go ahead and sing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, don't tell me, well, I don't know how to sing. Okay, then why is it that when you get in your car and you turn on the world's music, you start belting it out? Right? Don't tell me you don't know how to sing. The fact is, your heart is not right with God.
Amen.
Your heart is in the world, and you don't understand that the praises that you're singing, you're worshiping the devil. But when our hearts are right with God, and the breath that we understand, the breath that God has given me, how dare I sing praises unto this world with the breath that God's given me? Everything that hath breath, let them praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise Him on high. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, ye people here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In heaven, listen to me, whether you like it or not, you're going to sing praises.
Amen.
Now, if you don't like that thought, one thing is highly possible. You're not saved. Secondly, you're in love with this world. That's all there is to it. Because when you realize that you are a hell-bound sinner, and that God's the only hope you had of salvation, and this song book opens up, and it's time to sing. Can I, and I've said this before, but I'll say it again. If you can't sing in church, you're not singing anywhere.
That's right.
Amen.
Here is where you can sing.
Amen.
Here is where everybody around you understands, hey, it's time to sing.
Amen.
We're praising the Lord. We're singing praises under our God.
Amen.
We're singing praises. I'll meet you in the morning by the bright riverside when all sorrow has drifted away. I mean, that song's about heaven. That song's about Jesus. That song's about one day, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'll meet you in the morning. We'll cross the river together and we'll abide, amen, in His presence. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills. I'm telling you what, I found a friend who is all to me.
I wonder,
do you even know Jesus like that? Do we even really know Jesus like that? See, in heaven, we're going to sing His praises because we're going to finally, really, everything else is going to be out of the way.
Right.
On this earth, here's the problem. There's too many other things muddying the water. His love is ever true. I love to tell how He lifted me and what His grace can do for you. Saved by His power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. Amen. Listen, if that's in your heart, you're going to sing it. If it's in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth. Don't tell me, well, I praise God in my heart. The Bible contradicts you, and the Bible's right. Let God be true and every man a liar. If your heart is right with God, you will want to praise Him. And whether you like it or not, when you get to heaven, your heart's going to be right. If you're saved. And you'll sing. And so, listen, our hearts, we ought to be singing praises. Now,
amen.
I want you kids to be quiet, please. Seth, come up here and sit up here. Come up here. Now you're distracting the whole church service. Thank you. When our hearts are filled with understanding that God saved us.
Amen.
And we understand that He cannot ever fail us. And we understand that no matter what this world does to us, we're going to be in His presence one day. Our hearts will overflow. We won't be able to contain. He has put a new song in my mouth. And listen, it's there. It's there, church. You just got to let it go. You just got to get your heart ready and let it go. It's there. Because in heaven, everybody sings praises to the Lord. And that's God's will. On earth too.
That's right.
In heaven, everyone is saved. In heaven, everyone sings praises. In heaven, everyone serves Jesus.
Amen.
Go to Revelation 22. Revelation 22. Verse 1. He showed me a pure river of life. This is in heaven, of course. Clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there, in heaven, there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him.
Amen.
Everybody in heaven serves Jesus.
Amen.
Therefore, it's His will on earth that everybody who's born again serve Jesus.
Amen.
In other words, there's no pew riders in heaven.
That's right.
There's no sideline game watchers in heaven.
Amen.
There's nobody in heaven looking on and watching everybody else do all the work.
Yep.
There's no spectators in heaven.
That's it.
His servants shall serve Him there. There won't be any lukewarm. There won't be any compromising. There won't be any casual Christians.
That's right.
In heaven. Therefore, there shouldn't be on earth.
Amen.
And those that are out of His will.
Yep. That's right.
They're out of His will.
Amen.
Because the prayer is, let thy will be done. I said you weren't going to be saying amen as loud as you were a minute ago. I told you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll pay you later. But again, too many people are thrown in the towel.
Yep, that's right. Come on, preach.
Used to be has-beens.
Yeah.
Too many people think, well, you know, I'm just not worthy to serve the Lord. What do you mean? You're saved. I'm not smart enough, or I don't know enough, or I'm not this. Quite frankly, dearly beloved, I love you, but listen to me carefully. Don't get mad at me. Those are all excuses.
That's right. We tell it.
They're all excuses.
We tell it.
There's something you can do.
That's right.
Don't tell me that a member of my body is worthless. Don't tell me that my pinky's no good. I use it every time I drink water. Every time I pick up that fork. Hallelujah.
Great.
Every time I eat those ramen noodles. I'm just kidding.
Amen.
I'm just kidding. I don't eat no ramen noodles.
But my
pinky, listen, my pinky, if it wasn't there, I would miss it. It would be something that wasn't right. In a church body, everybody has a place. There's a place for you to serve. Turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Quickly. I'm trying to hurry, but amen, this is a blessing. As it is in heaven. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Now, again, a good night. I don't have time to preach all this, but this is God's will. This is the way it's going to be in heaven. Okay? Love is going to be real. It's not going to be fake, hypocritical love. You're going to hate that which is evil. You're going to cleave to the Lord Jesus Christ, which is good. You're going to be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love in heaven. And honor, you're going to prefer one another. I'm talking about serving, remember? Everyone in heaven serves Jesus, not slothful in business, verse 11, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Yeah.
Not slothful in business. Now that doesn't mean, you know, I don't have a business. It means the business. Didn't Jesus say, "Wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business"?
Yeah.
What was he saying? He was saying, "Don't you understand, Mary and Joseph? Don't you understand, earthly parents, that my Father in heaven has a business, has a work for me? I must be busy."
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And God says you ought not to be slothful in that business.
Right.
Amen.
It's not that you can't. It's that, dearly beloved, hey, I love you, but it's because there's just not a desire.
That's right. Amen.
Not slothful in business, but fervent. You know what fervent, it means on fire.
Yeah.
It means with zeal. It means with energy. It means with gusto. It means with everything you got. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're not going to be any slackers in heaven.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's not God's will that any of His children slack off on earth either.
Yep, that's right.
In heaven, everyone's going to serve Jesus.
Amen.
Anything I do for the Lord here is just as important as when I get there.
Yeah.
Don't you understand that?
Amen.
There's a parable about talents. And when they took the talent that God gave them, God gave them, He came back and He said, where's my talent? You gave me five, here's five more. You gave me ten, here's ten more.
Yeah.
And He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Yep.
Amen. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Joy.
Amen.
There's joy in serving the Lord.
Amen.
There's joy. There's fulfillment. There's satisfaction.
Amen.
In serving the Lord.
Amen.
But then He said to that one who'd hid his talent, and He said, well, I knew you were strict and austere, so I hid my talent because I was afraid to lose it. And He said, you're slothful and you're evil.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Amen.
He had just as much opportunity. Why? He only had one talent. So what?
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I'm serving the Lord. I'm not looking at what I got. I'm serving the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not worried about what I can do. I'm serving the Lord.
Amen.
And if I'm not slothful,
yeah.
Amen.
I'll do something with what He's given.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
right.
In heaven you will.
Yep.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And it's God's will on earth too.
Amen.
Yep.
Ask yourself that. I mean, what am I doing to serve the Lord? You say, well, all I'm doing is working in the nursery. Don't you dare say that. That is a humongous ministry.
Amen.
That's serving the Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, I'll never be a Sunday school teacher. That's okay. You don't have to be a Sunday school teacher. You can give to missions.
Amen.
You can hand out tracts when you go to the grocery store.
Amen.
You can be faithful to church. That's why we call it a church service.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Because you're serving the Lord by being here in His house when He said to be here.
Right.
Amen.
You're serving the Lord. It's all about Jesus. And in heaven, listen, in heaven, it's going to be a nonstop church service. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
How's that? Are we going to get tired? Aren't our voices going to get tired? No.
No.
No, not at all.
Amen.
We're never going to stop singing. We're never going to stop serving the Lord. We're not going to be lukewarm, casual, compromising worldlings. We're going to be serving Jesus. And that's the will of God right here as well.
Yep, that's right. Yep,
great. As it is in heaven.
That's right.
I hope that when you leave tonight, you're not going to be less excited about heaven. If that's the case, you're certainly not right with God.
Yeah,
because these things are just straight out of the Bible. So in heaven, everyone's saved. Dear God, I pray that that's your case. In heaven, everyone sings praises. In heaven, everyone serves the Lord. And in heaven, turn to Luke 15. Everyone sees the value of even one soul.
Yeah.
Luke chapter 15, verse 7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be where? In heaven. Over one sinner.
Hey.
Over one sinner. I want you to notice something look down in verse 10, the same chapter. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God. That's not the angels' joy. That's the saints.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
That's the saints that are already there. What was the name of that man that got saved, Jose, yesterday, that you led to the Lord? First name? Okay. I can't remember either. The lady I led to the Lord, her name was Ladacia Shipman. The saints in heaven were shouting.
Yep, that's right. Amen.
Rejoicing.
Right.
There was rejoicing in heaven. Why? Because that's the will of God.
Amen. Yep.
As it is in heaven.
Amen.
Now, in heaven, one sinner is worth it all.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
many times I know you, and as well as I do, we forget about the value of one sinner.
Yeah.
One soul.
Yeah. Avar, brother.
What's that?
Avar.
Avar?
Martinez. Avar Martinez.
Avar?
A-V-A-R? Avar.
Avar. Okay. Brother Martinez.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Brother Martinez, there was rejoicing in heaven.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
There was rejoicing in heaven over the day's shipment. One sinner was worth all of the blood of Jesus.
Yep.
That's right.
Amen.
One sinner was worth all of the suffering.
Yep.
All of the scoffing,
right.
All of the mocking, all of the torture, all of the beatings, all of the thorns, all of the nails, one sinner.
Yep. That's right.
In heaven, they understand that.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
One sinner. They see the value of one soul. In other words, it may not look like we're winning the world. It may not look like we're overtaking the city. It may not look like our Jericho walls are falling right now. But dearly beloved, listen to me. One sinner is worth the life of His only begotten Son.
That's right.
Yep.
Right. Amen.
And if it's worth that to God, if it's worth that to Jesus, we ought to see the value of that one soul.
Yep. Yes,
amen.
It's God's will that if we have to live for just one more soul.
Yep.
But just one more soul would walk down the aisle. It would be worth every struggle. It would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul.
Amen.
When people get discouraged, I know, in days like these, in times of darkness and trials and afflictions, we tend to forget the value of just one blind Bartimaeus.
Yeah, come on.
Just one little Samaritan woman at the well. Just one.
Yeah, come on, preach. Yep.
Just one. What are you living for? Well, I'm living for Jesus, and if He allows me just to win one soul my entire life, you know what? That's still worth it all.
Amen.
That's right.
It ain't going to happen that way, but I promise you, you know what we ought to live for? Is we ought to live for just that next one.
Yeah.
Yep.
That next one.
Amen. Hey.
In heaven, they're anticipating tonight, as gospel preachers around the country and around the world at church services, not unlike this one, are preaching the Bible, preaching the gospel, preaching Jesus, lifting up the Lord Jesus and the cross of Christ, and lifting up the free gift of salvation. In heaven, the saints of God are looking and just waiting on their ready, if you will, to just stand up and shout when that one sinner comes to Jesus.
Amen.
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 They're not disappointed because it's just one. They're not disappointed because it's just one. You know, it may be just that one that will be a spark. That little Samaritan lady turned that whole town into a God-fearing town. That one blind Bartimaeus, followed Jesus everywhere he went and started telling everyone. You remember that one maniac of Gadara who lived in the tombs and cutting himself and screaming? And he was a crazy lunatic. He was literally filled with 2,000 devils.
Yeah.
I met him a few times.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
He's not dead. He's still out there. But this one got saved. This one was in his right mind.
Yes.
Clothed.
Amen. Amen. Preach.
Well, that's another message.
Yeah, preach.
Clothed in his right, sitting at the feet of Jesus. And then he said, Jesus, let me go with you. Let me go with you. And he said, no. You go home and tell everybody what Jesus has done for you. And that's exactly what he did. He began to proclaim to all. Decapolis means 10 different cities. That he went to and told them all about Jesus. That one soul.
Yeah,
that's right.
That one person that you think, man, they're never going to get saved. Or that one person, by the way, that maniac of Gadara, that was one person that anybody would have thought, that's hopeless.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Hopeless.
Amen.
It's not hopeless.
No.
Amen. Just needs a good dose of Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, a big, fat, heavy dose of Jesus Christ. Pure and undefiled. Amen. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus. And that one sinner.
Amen.
That's it. He's worth it.
That's right.
She's worth it. We say nobody's listening. Nobody cares. There's one.
Yep. Amen. Break.
There's one. You heard Miss Donnie's testimony this morning, amen. And you've got your own. There's one. Somebody's watching you.
That's right, brother. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
I mean, Brother Jose, don't let me put the pressure on you. You know, but you got two.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Amen.
Brother. Levi.
Yeah.
Yep. Preach. Mole.
Amen. They're watching.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
Don't say, well, it's just one person. Wait a minute. That's not the will of God. The will of God is that you live and you serve and you rejoice and you praise and you walk and you talk and you wait and you let God just for that we have he's worth it.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right, absolutely.
He's worth it.
Yep.
Everybody in heaven sees the value of one soul.
Yes. Amen.
They shout because it's the will of God. They sing, they rejoice. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "We look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." The value of one soul to this world is just, it's no big deal. It's just a temporary life here and comes and goes. But no, that soul is eternal.
Yeah, amen.
And you and I got to understand that one soul is eternal. And that one soul matters to the Lord. Hey, it matters to the people in heaven. And it will matter to you when you get to heaven. And it should matter to us now, because it's the will of God.
Amen.
That one soul.
Amen.
Turn back to Revelation chapter 5. Watch out now. Buckle your seatbelts. In heaven, everyone is submissive to authority. Now remember, the will of God is to be on earth as it is in heaven. And if that's our prayer, if we're right with God, that's what we want here.
Yeah.
So don't tell me you want it if you're not complying with it yourself. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. They sung a new song. There it is again, singing in heaven. "Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. Hast made us unto our King, God, kings, and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice," they're singing again, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such are in the sea, and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. The four beasts said, Amen. The 24 elders fell down and worship him that liveth forever and ever." Now stop right there in what I'm saying to you. There is only one who is worthy of our honor and our loyalty and our obedience, not just in heaven. Remember, these folks are bowing down and they're singing praises with a loud, "Worthy is the Lamb to receive power, riches, wisdom," verse 12, "strength, honor, glory, and blessing." In other words, he's the only one that's worthy. He is my authority. Yep. He is my leader. He is my head. He is to be preeminent in all things. He alone is worthy of my submission. And when I get to heaven, I'm not going to have any problem submitting to the authority that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yep.
That's right.
And dearly beloved, to me, that's the will of God on earth too.
Right.
See, God is the Father, but He has chosen. If you look over in Philippians chapter 2 quickly, Philippians chapter 2, go there quickly, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, "Being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself," Jesus, of course, "became obedient unto death." Even the death, so he was obedient. And look what it says. "Wherefore God hath also exalted him," verse 9, "and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow."
Yep.
Now, why do you have to wait till you get to heaven?
Yeah.
It doesn't say wait till you get to heaven to bow.
That's right.
It says of things in heaven and things where? That's the will of God.
Yep.
Submissive to the authority that God places over us. Everyone in heaven is going to be submissive to Jesus because He is the authority that God has placed there. The Lamb, He has exalted Him at the knee, at His name everyone should bow. There's only one. Now everyone in heaven understands that. There's no rebellion there.
Yep.
Amen.
Preach.
Amen.
Preach.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be a different world if we could just get half of our teenagers to stop being so rebellious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe just a, even just a smaller, a third.
Right.
Yeah,
more. I'm telling you right now, this is Satan's playground.
That's right.
Is working in the hearts and minds of people to rebel against their authority.
Yep.
It's not going to happen in heaven.
Amen.
And if you are in rebellion against the authority that God's placed over you, you're not in God's will.
That's right.
Yep.
Amen.
So don't think for a second that Satan is not working on that overtime.
Oh yeah.
He is putting in everything he can into making our generation of children and even now adults rebellious.
Sure. Yeah. Anybody?
Rebellious.
That's right.
You know, it used to be that I didn't have to tell you if I was your dad and you were my child, I didn't have to tell you why.
That's right. That's right, brother.
I don't have to tell you why.
Yeah, go on, preach.
Four words, right? Because I said so. Hey, listen to me, and that's scriptural. That's straight out of the Bible. Because children obey your parents.
That's right.
Amen.
It doesn't say after they tell you why.
Yeah, come on, preach.
But see, man, we are living in a society today where people are so rebellious.
Yeah, that's right.
God's people.
Yes,
sir.
Right. Save people.
Yeah, amen.
And don't miss this. You are out of the will of God when you are rebellious. You are out of God's will.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
See, in heaven, you're going to be submissive.
Amen.
I'm going to be submissive. Yep. We're all going to be submissive if we're saved to the Lamb. The one who God has exalted. I'm telling you, listen, we need to back up and realize how important this is on earth.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
I talked to the men earlier today, you know, we have a commandment straight from God, a directive straight from God, that we are to honor our authority. As children, we obey our parents, but all of our lives, as unto the Lord, we honor those that are in authority over. We esteem and we obey them if that's the case. If there are employers, if there are someone who has the police officers.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on, praise.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What do you mean by that? I mean, if you're not legal, then don't do it.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's rebellion.
Yep. That's right. Preach.
Come on. It's getting real quiet, I know.
Come on, brother. Preach.
I don't want... I'm not trying to... But this is all God's will.
Right. That's right.
Yep.
That people are submissive to, first of all, the Lord Jesus Christ through His Word. Then He places authority over us for our safety, for our protection, for our help, for our guidance, to protect us. The police officers out there are not hurting you until you become rebellious.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you put yourself at enmity against them. They're not trying to hurt you. I know those guys. They like it when everything goes smooth. They want to go home.
Yeah.
Amen.
They don't want to have to pull out their... They don't want to take their gun out of their holster. But it only happens when rebellious punks get busy working their rebellion against them.
That's right.
Yep.
They don't want to have to go out there and have to break up a domestic violence. They don't want to have to go find some drug addict teenager who's given his life to the world of sin. They would like to just have a nice, peaceful shift and go home.
Right. Yeah, amen.
But the only problem is there's too much rebellion out there.
Right.
Yep. That's right.
But listen. Aren't we Christians?
Come on, preach.
Come on.
Yep.
There's not going to be any of that in heaven.
Amen.
Good.
It shouldn't be here then.
Amen. That's right.
Not in God's children. You mean even as much as obeying the rules, the laws? Absolutely.
Amen.
What do you mean? Yes.
Amen.
We ought to be the most valuable citizens.
Right.
The Bible says, remember that, we're to be blameless, harmless, walking, the Bible says, holding forth the word of light, and we shine as lights among this dark, crooked, and perverse nation. We are the ones that that people can see that, hey, they're not troublemakers. They're not causing problems. They're not making the police officers and the law have to work harder at night. They're law-abiding, God-honoring, respectful, submissive citizens. Yeah. Why? Because it's as to the Lord. Because I'm a Christian.
Amen.
Now, I shouldn't even have to preach this stuff, but dearly beloved, it's getting to the point where people don't think that anybody else matters except for them. Right. And that's not the way it's going to be in heaven. That's not the will of God here on earth either.
Right. Yep, that's right. Amen.
As long as I don't get caught.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Preach. Yep.
You may not get caught today, but listen, you're not in the will of God.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
And therefore, I don't think you probably don't understand the will of the Lord.
Right.
How important it is.
Yep.
In heaven, where the will of God is always right, always done, people are submissive. Everyone is submissive to their authority. The Bible says in James chapter 4, submit yourselves therefore to God. Turn over there, look at this with me. I want you to see this. James chapter 4, verse 7. Here's what people say. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Will you just resist the devil? And wait a minute, you're missing something. You're missing the first part of the verse. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's first.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And then I can resist the devil and he'll flee.
Yep.
See, here's what I think. I'm just going to live life my way, and when the devil comes, I'm going to resist him and he'll flee. No, that's not what the Bible says. I submit myself unto God first, and then I have the power to resist and the devil will flee because I'm under the shadow of his wings.
Yep. Amen.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm dwelling under His wings.
Amen.
Under His wings. Under His wings. Amen. There's another song in that book. And so, but the fact is, there are rules to, if I'm going to be able to resist the devil, I've got to submit first to God.
Amen.
Because in reality, it's not me resisting the devil, it's God.
Right. That's right.
I submit to Him, and then through His power and His grace and His leadership, I can resist the devil. The devil doesn't flee from you.
That's right.
He flees from your submission to God.
Amen.
Amen.
But see, when you get rebellious, you can't resist Him. Let me say that again. When you get rebellious, you won't be able to resist Him.
Right.
Because you can't.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have to submit yourself to God, and then that power and that generated there in your submissive spirit, then that the devil flees from him, not you.
Right.
You think he's afraid of you?
Well,
you're not going to resist the devil anyway, because if you're already rebellious, you're inviting him.
Right. That's right.
You see, the Bible says evil pursueth sinners. What does that mean? That means when you're out from under God's authority, you're just out in the open, and boy, the evil is just right on you.
Yep.
Yeah, amen.
Right.
Why does evil pursue sinners? Because they're rebellious.
Yep.
Sure. Right.
Amen.
Because they're already out from under the umbrella of God's protection.
Right.
So evil goes.
Yep. That's right, amen.
In heaven, though, everyone's going to be submissive to authority.
Amen.
I don't know about you, dearly beloved. I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.
Rebellion has destroyed so many good things. Things that should have been, would have been good. Yeah. Revelation chapter 4. In heaven, everyone is separated from the world.
Amen.
Oh, man.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Hold on now, please. Remember, I'm just telling what the Bible says. It's God's will then. Let's read Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, I'll show you things which must be hereafter. And I immediately, I was in the spirit. Now, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So that's a picture of the rapture right there.
Right.
The first three chapters, the seven churches in Asia, each one of them represents a time period of history in the church. Laodicea is the last one, which is where we're at. And the next thing on God's prophetic calendar, listen to me, dearly beloved, it is the rapture of this church. Come up hither with gladness, with joy, hallelujah. I want to come. I'll fly away, oh glory.
Amen.
I'll fly away.
Amen.
When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Amen.
Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. That's the rapture.
Amen.
Joy shall never end. But listen, what that does, that separates me from the world.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, old world.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, tears. Goodbye, sorrow. Goodbye, sickness.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to have to... No, don't get me wrong. We're going to have to face that judgment seat.
Oh, yeah.
But not in this world.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh, I'm gone. I'm caught away. I'm taken away from the world. In heaven.
Yeah.
In heaven. Everyone is separated from the world.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey.
That's the will of God on earth.
Amen.
I am in this world, but not. I am not of this world. I don't know why churches aren't preaching that anymore. I think it's because they don't understand the will of the Lord. I think it's because they're afraid they won't get any more offerings. I think it's because they're wimps. Limp-wristed wimps. I think it's because they don't walk with God. I think it's because they probably don't even have the Bible anymore in their church. If they do, they have some perversion of it. But the fact is, it's God's will on earth that His children be separated from this old world.
Amen.
Different.
Preach.
Can I say to you, in every way?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Not in a lot of ways or most, in every way. Yeah, yeah. We're to be different. We're to be separated. We're to be night and day.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is darkness. We're light.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
In heaven, everyone's separated from, and I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out of a job. That's okay, I'm retired. Hey, I'm going to sit down and rest. I won't have to preach anymore ungodly people because they're all going to be separated. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I'll get to sit down and rest a little while.
Amen. Yep.
Kick up my feet and drink some iced tea. Sweet iced tea. On a rocking chair on the front porch of my mansion. And right across the top of my mansion would say, I'm retired. Go see Jesus.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah. You know what's funny? What's funny is nobody's going to want to go back either.
That's right.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
So many people get saved. Oh, this is great. This is wonderful. But I'm thinking about going back.
Yeah,
come on,
preach.
Nobody, you may think this, but you're not thinking straight. When you get out of this world and finally really get to the heaven I'm talking about,
amen.
You're not going to want to, can I go back?
Yeah, come on, preach.
It's not going to happen.
Amen.
You're going to be there. You're going to be there. You're going to be rejoicing, singing, shouting, praising, all the pain, all the hurt. Miss Squires, you're going to be running around like a little girl again. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so am I.
Amen.
I'm not going to want to go back. I'm not going to want to come back down here where my knees hurt and my back hurts and I got allergies and I'm just getting grayer and grayer every day. I'm not going to want to come back to that.
Amen.
No way.
Hallelujah. No way. Everybody in heaven separated from the world.
Amen.
Why aren't we more so now?
That's right.
It's the will of God.
Yeah,
it's the will of God.
Amen.
Nobody in heaven is going to imitate the world.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to confuse Miss Chelsea for Britney Spears.
Amen.
I'm not going to confuse anybody in heaven for somebody that was a rock star on the earth.
Right.
I'm not going to confuse Byron for some basketball player in the world. I'm not going to confuse Samuel for somebody that was a rebellious drug addict. No, everybody in heaven is going to be everybody and completely different from the world. We're not going to be imitating the world.
Amen. Amen.
Nobody in heaven is ever going to say a cuss word.
Amen.
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 Nobody in heaven is ever going to turn on the television.
Amen.
Amen.
No, there's not going to be any country music in heaven.
Amen.
There's not going to be any rock and roll. There's not going to be any other. Nothing is that going to be in that in those streets. Of, I'm telling you what, everybody's going to be separated.
Amen. That's right.
Why? Because that's the will of God.
Yep.
Because that's the will of God. You won't be looking at the computer.
Amen.
At your telephone.
Yeah.
At things you know are ungodly.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
Man. Why do we do it here?
Yeah.
That's good.
Amen. I don't think we understand the will of the Lord.
Yep.
Well, God understands. What do you mean God understands? If He understood, then He would allow that in heaven.
Yeah.
Because He understands.
Yeah. Amen. That's good.
There's not going to be any miniskirts in heaven.
Yeah. Great. Come on. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
There's not going to be any lust.
Right.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
There's not going to be any billboards.
Amen.
Amen.
No newspaper.
Amen.
No filthy magazine racks.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
There won't even be perversions of the Bible in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everything is going to be pure and undefiled.
Amen.
Nothing that defileth will ever enter into that city.
Right.
Glory to God. I'm looking forward to that. But why isn't it more like that here with God's people?
Amen.
I mean, it's the will of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on now. Amen. I told you, you might not be so excited about it.
Oh.
But I am.
Amen.
There won't be any more lazy, slothful, no more lies.
Yeah.
Man, I lying, man, lying. Just people think it's such a small. It's an abomination to God to lie.
Amen.
It's Satan's number one tool.
Yep.
Is deception. No more lies.
Amen.
Man. I'm looking forward to it more and more. Everyone's separated from the world. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, I'm out of time, it says, set your affection on things above.
Yep.
Right.
But you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Amen.
Set your affections, your thoughts, your desires, your heart's desires on things above.
Amen.
Amen.
You are not of this world.
That's right.
Amen.
So why?
Yeah.
Why does the average Christian home really not look or sound any different than a lost person's home?
Yeah. Oh, preach. Preach. Preach.
I mean, I'm just telling you the truth.
Amen.
That's not going to be in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
They're not going to be any cigarettes. They're not going to be any beer. They're not going to be any wine coolers. They're not going to be any tobacco. There's not going to be any prescription drugs. Hallelujah. There's not going to be any. It's all going to be pure. We're going to be so different. But that's the will of God for us here.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's right.
And finally, Revelation 12. Everyone in heaven is safe from Satan.
Amen.
Now, Revelation 12, verse 9. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, strength, the kingdom of our God, the power of his Christ, the accuser of our brethren, was cast down.
Amen.
To accuse them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And by the word of their testimony. You need to keep telling people your testimony. You need to keep sharing your... They love not their lives unto the death. Everyone in heaven is safe from Satan. That's God's will. Listen to me. It's God's will on the earth too. That we are be safe from Satan. That's... Listen. Don't miss this. That's why he's given us this book.
Amen.
That's why he's given us a church.
Yes.
That's why he's given us a pastor to lead us and pray for us and oversee us and help us. That's why he's given us the Holy Spirit to reprove us of sin and righteousness, to comfort us and help us understand. Listen, sin kills you, but peace, my peace, don't fear, but live in righteousness and holiness, and you'll find peace that this world cannot give you. See, it's God's will on earth that his children be safe from Satan.
Amen.
That's the reason that all of this is, I'm preaching all of this. That's the bottom line. Is it pleases God that his children are safe.
Amen.
Every night before we go to bed, before I go to sleep, and sometimes I forget and I wake up 30 minutes later, and you know what I do? I jump up and I go check all the doors. That's my job. I go check the doors, make sure they're locked, make sure everything's bolted, make sure everything's battened down. The hatches are cut. You know why? Because I want my family to be safe.
Amen.
I open my door, make sure my gun's still... Okay, we're there. It's loaded, ready to go.
Amen.
Why? Because I want my family to be safe.
Amen.
And by the way, it's not a sin to defend yourself.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
You need to stop listening to that liberal crowd.
Amen.
Yep.
It's not a sin to defend yourself. It's not a sin to defend your family.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
In heaven, everyone's safe from Satan.
Amen.
And you know what? It's the will of God on earth that we be saved. And here's the thing. If we would listen to messages like this and really make some changes.
Right. Yeah. Come on. Preach. Yep.
Amen. We'd be safe.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. If we would, again, submit ourselves unto the Lord,
right,
then we could resist the devil and he would flee. Where does he go, preacher? Well, he goes find somebody who's rebellious.
Yeah. That's right. Yep.
But it's God's will that you and me as his children are safe.
Okay.
One day in heaven, it's going to happen.
Amen.
Why? Because that's God's will.
Right.
Amen.
Man. So many songs on my heart. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky. No more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. It's page 144. Let's stand and grab your hymnals. Let's stand and sing this tonight, and then we'll have the invitation. Let's sing the second verse and the chorus, and then we'll have a word of prayer and have the invitation. Page 144. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. Amen. What a day, glorious day that will be. Sing it now. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Our Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord, our hearts are stirred. Thank you for meeting with us tonight and speaking and helping us. And Lord, help us to understand your will. Help us to be more, to be wiser, Lord, and understanding what your will is on earth as it is in heaven. Bless your people, Lord. Oh, how I love them so much. And I want them to make it. I want them to finish their race, finish their course. I want them to stay in the fight. But Lord, I want them to do your will. That's the only way, Father. That's the only way we'll finish right. Oh, bless your people. Bless this invitation. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the promises, Lord. One day that old serpent, that old deceiver, he's going to be cast out forever. God, thank you. Lord, help us to live in victory today, though, right here on this earth, by doing your will. In Jesus' name we pray.